Come on down south, because we're down by the old barn. You know, we used to call this the Ultralight Barn, but now we call it the Fun Fly Zone, and there's a reason for that. It's because there's a lot of fun going down here, and it's not just ultralights, right? Tim Bogenhagen from EAA, he's the Fun Fly Zone staff liaison, joining us for the first segment today on the fly. And Tim, activity abounds down here. You've got so much cool stuff going on down here. And, you know, some people just never make it this far south.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. We're having a great time down here. And we are on the south end of the field, but, you know, the convention is growing so much. There is a lot of conventions south of us yet even. So we're not at the very south end anymore.
Nope. Well, over the years here, more recently, they've purchased more land down here because they needed more parking, because they were having to turn away more airplanes. And, of course, we don't want that. People travel a long ways, make an effort to get the time off, want to come to Oshkosh Air Venture, and we got to need a place to put them, right? So they're in the Fond du Lac zip code now, I think.
Right on. But the Fun Fly Zone is still in the Oshkosh zip code.
That's right.
And we're full this year. Man, we got a lot of great airplanes down here, and home-built rotorcraft, light sport, light planes, hot air balloons. Oh, the fun flying is taking place here.
So tell us, Tim, because a lot of people may not know, you've had an array of change of activity down here over the last couple of years, and people can't even keep up. So you tell us a little bit about an average day here, well, a full day here at the Fun Fly Zone. I know that some nights you have night stuff, some nights you have stall stuff, so tell us about the whole activity array here.
Yeah, the mornings start early because ultralights, we like to fly early in the morning. So the first thing we do is all the pilots that are going to fly off this beautiful grass runway have a briefing in the forum tent located right over there next to the ultralight barn. And 6:30, the powered parachute and powered paramotor pilots get their briefing about what to expect for flight operations that day on the runway. So after they get done with that, they stop in the barn and they get their coffee and donuts and little snack. Barn opens up at 7 a.m.
Pilot pellets.
Yeah, pilot pellets. And then they work themselves out to the runway and they start flying. At 7 a.m., we start flying on that grass runway. Powered parachutes, powered paragliders. You know, the powered paragliders, they're the foot launched. And if you haven't seen it yet, you got to come down and look because these guys are having too much fun.
You're saying I have to get up at 6 a.m.? Is that what you just said?
7.
Oh,
they 7.
Oh, okay.
7.
7.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. Piece of cake. Even you can get up at 7 a.m.
Oh, I don't know. But anyway, discussion for another day.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, 7 o'clock, they're out here flying.
They're out here flying, and they're flying for 2 hours. Then at 9 a.m., we transition over to the fixed wing. So we got the fixed wings ultralights, the weight shift trikes, and they're going till 11:30. Just filling the sky, watching those airplanes fly. And then 11:30, we got home-built rotorcraft that take over the operation. That's who we hear right now in the background. The helicopters, the gyroplanes, they'll go till 2:30, and then we'll shut down the operation on that runway for the day while the main air show on the main runway takes place.
Well, okay, you said light sport, rotorcraft, but I mean to tell you, I saw an R-44 out there flying today.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
So you apparently have all rotorcraft down here in the Fun Fly Zone.
Anything that isn't transient. Transient rotorcraft actually have their own process and procedure parking spot up next to Pioneer Airport.
Okay.
Right behind the museum. And there's a bunch of Robinsons up there, actually. Owners who just fly into the convention with their helicopter, want to park it, attend the show like anyone else.
So that's nice of you to let them come down here and play, though, if they want to play. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
So there's no restriction on rotorcraft. All right. So what's up next, though? That's the morning.
Okay. So that's the morning. But concurrent with all that flight operations is a lot of cool stuff happening. Right by the barn here, we got a workshop tent. And right now I'm looking in there, and what do you see? You see probably 3 dozen people, 2 to 3 dozen people. And what they're doing is they're learning about how to fabric cover an aircraft using this environmentally friendly water-based system that Stewart Custom Stewart Covering Systems does. So every day from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., they do a hands-on workshop. So let people actually have a sample practice piece of covering aircraft fabric with this water-based covering system that Stewart Systems has. So that's great, you know, hands-on workshop, a couple dozen people in there, 10 to 2, and then right next to it is the forums. And this is where subject matter experts come in and give a presentation for an hour and 15 minutes. And, you know, we have everything from, you know, how to get started in ultralight flying, how to fly a powered paramotor, all about the Challenger ultralight, the Quicksilver ultralight, the Minimax, all these specific things. At night we use it. Last night, the Flying Musicians Association was here, and they had their ultralight music jam.
Right in there.
Right in there, every Thursday night. So anybody that's got a musical instrument comes in there, and they just jam with everybody. And what a neat feeling and vibe it gives, you know, to just have them playing and singing. And last night, the night air show was going on the main runway. It's just a lot of cool stuff happens out here. A lot of things. It's like everywhere at AirVenture. There's always like 20 things you'd like to be doing all at the same time. How do you choose what you're going to do?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do is we're going to go check out the Night Flight Fest down here.
Ooh.
Because that's an exciting thing that started just in the last, well, I don't know, 5 years or
starts
so.
Starts at Twilight. Twilight Flight Fest. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So tonight, Twilight Flight Fest.
So here's what I'm going to tell you, Tim. I know this for a fact. A lot of people, when the main air show stops, they think it's over. They think it's all done.
Yeah, they're missing.
No, they're missing out.
Exactly.
Come south, there's always a great crowd down here.
Yep.
There's food vendors down here. There's plenty to watch. And how late does that go?
It starts at 8 p.m. once the airport closes, and it goes till about 9:30.
Perfect.
Yep.
So there is an activity for you to continue your experience for the day before you head back to camp or head home. It's perfect.
Oh, man. Twilight Flight Fest is just wild.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what goes on over there.
Well, they do
a little preview.
Yeah, little preview. The STOL planes. So those ones that take off and land very short with the big rubber tires on them, you know, they bounce them in and they take like 10 feet to land. So they're going to do a demonstration. And it's always fun to watch a Cessna 180 or Super Cub take off and land in such a short distance. So they're going to be there. They're going to have skydivers. So at twilight when it's night out, they're going to come down and then land on that little grass runway down there. It's amazing that they can do that. You know, land on a postage stamp, basically. They got themselves a little RC airplane, so they got these giant scale RC, and they do wild 3D aerobatics in an RC aircraft. If you have never seen that, it's worth it coming down just for that one thing alone. Giant scale RC doing 3D aerobatics. 3D aerobatics
we,
is
we
like,
saw it in the night air show last night, I believe.
They played it there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
They were there flying.
Show.
Well, that's what they fly here on Twilight Flight Fest.
Very cool. All right. So we're having all that fun down here at night. And speaking of the STOL, okay, you're talking about Cessna 180s landing out here on the ultralight runway. How long is that runway?
900-foot landing line.
It's short.
Yeah.
That's short. That's pretty, I mean, that's not too short for a competent Cessna 180, 185, or Super Cub driver. But that is a short runway for the average pilot. So it's challenging. It's fun to watch, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't even use half of this 900-foot runway.
Oh, gosh, no.
No.
Yeah.
Tim, are we allowed to talk about the future a little bit? Or is that still in under wraps?
Well, the future is never certain, but it's always fun to talk about, right?
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
You and I previewed it the other day, and I didn't know if we could really discuss the plans. Do you want to talk about those, or should we save that for another day?
Let's save it for another day.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Anyway, we can just suffice by saying there are some really cool, amazing things in the works for the Fun Flight Zone.
Oh, yeah. We've had such tremendous growth in this area and activity that we really used up all our space. And we really need some more space. We need a longer runway to provide a little bit more operational for some of the aircraft that come in here and use it. So it'll be really exciting when we get to that point.
Very, very cool. Very cool. All right. So this is Friday. We have tonight's show.
Is it Friday already?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Oh, my gosh. It seems like the convention just started.
It's Fun Fly Zone Friday, Tim.
Oh, I love it. Fun Fly Zone Friday. That's why you come down here on Fridays.
Absolutely. You know, if it didn't rhyme, well, it's radio. Come on.
Oh, perfect.
So tonight is a show. Tomorrow's Saturday. What do you have going on Saturday? Same thing? We have the Night Fest or no?
Big day on
Saturday. Oh, we have the night air show Saturday night.
No, so. Big day on Saturday. Yeah. Okay, so Saturday morning starts off with the other key component of the Fun Fly Zone, which is the balloons.
Balloons.
We have 20 balloon pilots
lighter
with 20 balloons,
air.
The lighter than air, coming here, and they're going to try and do a flight off of the ultralight grass runway tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
So
for those early risers.
Yep. And there's a lot of early risers.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of, we're pilots. You know, we like to get up early and enjoy that
Some
nice smooth air.
Oh, yeah.
I sleep in.
Ultralight pilots.
I like to fly at night.
Yeah, because then, twilight.
Twilight. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. So tonight, Flight Fest. Tomorrow, balloon launch, 6 a.m.
6 a.m., 20 balloons.
And then you also have a 5K that starts from here, too,
Not
right?
this year, actually.
Not this
That's
year?
One
okay.
of those activities that were decided not to do.
It'll be back, though.
It'll be back, I'm sure.
And that usually starts here also. Is that Saturday morning?
That's Saturday morning also.
Yeah. So the balloons, no 5K this year, but the balloons are here.
Oh, yeah.
6 a.m., so come down and check it out. All right, Tim. You've got a whole lineup of great people for us to talk to over this hour.
Oh, we
and
sure do.
We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk to some really cool individuals about fun fly stuff. All right, Jay Machi, we're on the fly. We are down at the ultralights, actually, in the fun fly zone. But the Wayfair Tower is blue. It's to the south. Come down to the Wayfair Tower and check out everything that's going on down here. We'll be right back. You're listening to EA Radio.